Well, good morning. Yes, you are tuned in to WMFO 91.5 FM, and this is Mike on the Mic. However, this is Kirsten sitting in for Mike this morning, and I just want to start out by thanking Mike for trusting me to drive the show. It's a show that I listen to quite often before I was ever a DJ on this station. I really love Mike's show, and I love that his show goes right into something about the women, where I am a DJ and I alternate with Sue and Jane and Liz. So Mike, whenever he's on air and I come on afterwards, if I ever have a question or need help with technology, he has always stayed and helped me. I like to say he's my dance partner. He keeps me safe and looking good. And because of that, I am starting out the show with, first of all, song. Not this one. This is my song. I listen to Beach House a lot, but he introduced me to the Abbott Brothers. So we'll start out with that. And then later on, I will have live guests in the studio, Jackals, Katie Solomon and Jack Lewis, who Mike also introduced me to and then also guided me through how to have live guests on air and be able to showcase their work and how to ask poignant questions. So thank you, Mike, for all of that. I hope that you enjoy this show. I hope that everyone else enjoys this show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And with that, I will turn off our friend's Beach House and go into truly the Mike on the Mic show.
Something true. I was almost there when I found you. Sooner than my fate was wrote, perfect blade it slit my throat, and beads of lust released into the air. When I awoke, you were standing there. I was on the mend when I fell through. The sky around was anything but blue. I found desire, regained my feet, a wound across my memory that no amount of stitches would repair. But I awoke and you standing there. There's no fortune at the end of a road that has no end. There's no returning to the spoils once you spoil the thought of them. I'm ready to begin.
imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Or perhaps a shelter pet is the best thing to happen to a person. Who knows? So I started out this show with the Abbott brothers. The Abbott brothers are Scott and Seth. They hail from North Carolina. They're quite prolific. In fact, True Sadness is their 9th full-length studio album. They are going to be on tour. Unfortunately, they have nothing scheduled for Massachusetts at this time that I know about. I feel like there's also a music festival that they host, and I was noodling around online trying to find out some information and was unable to find anything about it, but I would be curious to know more about that because I feel like they probably would attract some really good talent, and that would be interesting to know about. So I'm going to continue on this set. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the pet adoption PSA that goes out to all of my foster family that are currently living at my home. And by that I mean mama dog Sarah, who has actually lost her identity since she had puppies, so I call her Mama, and her puppies Spot and Shadow. And then Bobby, who's been with me for about 6 weeks now and definitely needs a home. So they keep me on my toes, but I got to come here and chill out a little bit. So let's play some more music. And again, Jackals will be joining us at around 9:30. Katie will be on vocals and Jack will be on his guitar, and we'll go through some of what they have previously recorded. They have an album that came out 2017, Keep Mother Sane, and they have a new album, and we'll be having a release party in August, so we'll go more into that, and we will be playing music from both as well as their influences. So I am really excited to have them coming in. We'll play some a little bit of music until they get here. I hope you enjoy my choices, and then we will welcome Jackals with open arms at WMFO.
Turning, I went out. three, four.
Grace of the stone.
baby, stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure. Them away, the images stuck in your head. People you've been before that you don't want around anymore, that push and shove and won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still. Drink up. Kiss you again between the bars where I'm seeing you there with your hands in the air, waiting to finally be caught. Drink up one more time and I'll make you mine, keep you apart deep in my heart, separate from the rest. You the best, and keep the things you forgot. The people you've been before that you don't want around anymore. That push and shove and won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still.
Okay there. Well, I ended that set with Elliott Smith, who I love and adore. So that set started with Waxahachie, Silver from Out in the Storm. After that was Mitski, Nobody. It's a title track from the album Nobody. And then Neutral Milk Hotel, Holland, 1945 from Airplane Over the Sea, which I think is an incredibly wonderful CD. Big Thief, Great White Shark, that's off their album Capacity, and they are coming to town in October, and I should know this because I have tickets, so I will look it up and announce it the next time I am on the mic. And then Elliott Smith, Between the Bars from Either Or. Yes, you are listening to Mike on the Mic, and this is Kirsten sitting in for Mike. He will be back next week. I am one of the four DJs for Something About the Women, and it is really a pleasure to be here. And I just opened the door for Jackals. So we're going to play a couple songs. I'm going to play a couple songs while they get settled in. And I'll start with some Lou Reed, a Rush song, and then we'll go straight into our guests.
Out of the Wilshire Hotel. He looks out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet, and his father beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got nine brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run when a coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. On the dirty boulevard, he's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down to the dirty boulevard. This room costs $2,000 a month. You can believe it, man, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing till he wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the dirty boulevard. Give me your hungry, you're tired, you're poor, I'll piss on them. That's what the statue of bigotry says. You're poor, huddled masses, let's club them to death. get it over with and just dump them on the boulevard. Get them out on the dirty boulevard. Going out to the dirty boulevard. They're going down on the dirty boulevard. Going out. Outside, it's a bright night. There's an opera at Lincoln Center. Movie stars arrive by limousine. The Klieg lights shoot up over the skyline of Manhattan, but the lights are out on the mean streets. A small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel. He's selling plastic roses for a buck. The traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out for a suck. And back at the wheelchair, Pedro sits there dreaming. He's found a book on magic in a garbage can. He looks at the pictures and stares up at the cracked ceiling. At the count of three, he says, I hope I can disappear and fly, fly away from this dirty boulevard. I want to fly, yeah. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly, 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 fly. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly away. I want to fly. Fly, fly away, yeah. I wanna fly. Fly, fly away.
My brain makes drugs to keep me slow. A hilarious joke for some dead pharaoh. But now not even the masons know what drug will keep Nat from coming. That are made from my hands, but the tide smashes all my best laid plans to sand. And there's always someone to say it's easy for me, but I revenge myself all over myself. There's nothing you can say to me. You never held it. Hands of it. Catch a, catch a, catch a, catch a falling star. Because you can't hold it. If I puked up some sonnets, would you call me a miracle? I'm gonna go where my urge leads no more. Swallowed waist deep in the gore of the forest. A boreal feast, let it finish me, please. 'Cause I've revenged myself all over myself. There's nothing. Catch, catch, catch.
well, I threw in a little bit of music while Katie and Jack were getting settled in. So we started with Lou Reed, Dirty Boulevard. Ooh, that's a dark song. And then Nico Case, Night Still Comes. And I really am a big fan of hers. And then Rush, Subdivisions. I was talking to one of the other DJs. It was Mike Conway about Rush because that was the first live concert I ever went to. So I'm putting on some mics here. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Welcome to WMFO.
Thank you for having us.
And you have a lot going on right now. You want to tell us something about it?
Yeah. We are going on our first tour as a band. Well, we had a fake tour as like a triple.
3 days.
Last summer. But now we're actually doing like a longer thing. So we're excited.
And so I know some of your band members, and I think I saw them the other day at Atwood's. Yeah. Brendan Jones?
Breeden. Yeah, he has a difficult name. He does. Struggle.
Actually, so does Taryn, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Taryn was good, though. Yeah.
So Breeden, Zach, and Taryn, will they be the three who are touring with you?
Yeah.
And I feel like it was on your Keep Mother Sane, did you actually have two different people on percussion? You had Aaron, who
was on. One song on Keep Mother Sane had a different drummer. But Taryn did like 8 of them, I think. So he's been with us.
So that's your band.
Yeah.
That's you guys are family.
Yeah.
What does it mean to go on tour? Do you have a van?
So Breeden just moved actually to St. Louis.
That's convenient.
Yeah, it's quite a bummer. But he bought a bigger car. Partially for this reason.
Yeah.
So we have that, and then we're gonna attach like a.
We're renting a U-Haul sort of like trailer on that attaches to the back of it.
That makes a little more sense, because for a moment there I was imagining like the three of you sharing the back seat with percussions in your lap.
No, thankfully.
Driver like holding the steering wheel over a guitar.
Something else. No, I feel like it's actually. I don't want to get my hopes up, but I feel like it's gonna be comfortable.
Yeah.
I think a car is super, super comfortable.
Yeah.
Probably more comfortable than a van. I've done running relays in a van, and they're not as comfortable. So you can put all the instruments in the back and all the junk food in the car.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we've thought about that. Getting cooler.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Zach and I are talking about.
Things with peanut butter. Okay, so you have a tour, so that's fantastic, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in your different destinations, because there may be people out there who... Mm. Live in some of these destinations, because people now stream this show. It's not just local listeners. And then, so why would you be going on tour now?
Good question. We are about to put out an EP, and we've put out 2 of the songs so far, and then in about like a week and a half, I guess, the rest of it's coming out. And that's we're excited, because our last... So Keep Mother Sane was sort of Jack and I wrote all those songs, and then we kind of like brought the band in, and we hadn't ever really played together as a full band when we recorded that. But so this one was just much more of like a together effort to write these songs, and we're really excited about it.
That is very exciting, and I was at your release party for Keep Mother Sane at the Burin.
Yeah.
And you packed that place. They were standing room only. I was sitting there eating my vegetable bowl standing up. No complaints. You packed that place. And so it's your EP release is at Sally O'Brien's, right?
It's actually at O'Brien's Pub in Austin.
Oh, O'Brien's.
Yeah.
We have to cross the river. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. So at O'Brien's, and what is the date?
It's August 17th. So it's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Which is good.
I feel like I saw that you might be on with some other bands as well. Is that true?
Yeah. We've got, Tori Silver, who's local, and she's really awesome. If you haven't had her on the radio, she's great. I recommend her. and then also this band from Western Mass called Humble Digs. Uh-huh. And then another Boston band that we've never played with and I haven't seen, but they sound great, called Man Trouble.
Oh.
But it's a woman, and maybe men, but I think the front person is a woman. So.
Kind of like Something About the Women.
Yeah.
We have 4 women who are DJs, but you know, Ryan or Mike might
press on that. Yeah.
Okay, so that's all very exciting. Would you like to play something? Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah.
Mm. If we do, it'll come out later.
Yeah. We'd love to hear you sing.
So we're actually going to play like an older one, just because Jack and I have yet to perfect the band songs with us alone. So it's called Like a Doll.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I think especially having you two just so close and being able to see everything that you're doing, it really occurred to me, Jack, I was wondering about your approach to playing your guitar, and you don't use a pick, you do fingering.
No, I've actually, just on this new EP, I've started using a pick on some songs. It's like a very new thing for me. I didn't have guitar lessons as a kid, and I sort of just was like playing acoustic guitar for fun, and I sort of, for some reason, I can never figure out how to use a pick when I was younger, and so a lot of our early songs, I don't use a pick. Even when I'm like strumming, I just like use the back of my nail, and it's taken me a while to get comfortable with a pick, but I'm starting to use it as we move forward.
Oh, right. So it's the right amount of pressure, right? Not holding it too tight, but not letting it, and then I think there's a lot of widths or thicknesses of picks, so you have to find the one that you want.
Right, exactly, and just getting comfortable, like making sure you're hitting the right strings and like knowing where sort of the pick is, because I always felt comfortable with my fingers, like I always knew what strings my fingers were on, but with a pick I always had trouble sort of figuring out where I was on the guitar. But
what happens if you're sweaty?
Yeah, I mean, your fingers can definitely slip. Yeah, it happens.
That's why you have like eight others in your pocket or
right,
something.
Right, exactly. Yeah, some picks have like grips on them, which can help. Uh-huh. I'm still sort of learning what kind of picks I like. Our other guitar player, Breeden, uses these very special like mini picks. They're like half the size of regular picks that he loves. And he tried to get me to use, but I couldn't, it didn't feel quite right for me.
So it's almost like an extended fingernail.
Yeah.
Because some people will put on a...
Right,
like a,
exactly.
A fake fingernail.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And so you didn't have formal guitar lessons. Did you just find a guitar in the closet in your house somewhere and say, hey, what is this?
Yeah. Actually, I played a lot of music. I played piano and vibraphone. And my dad took me to see this documentary called It Might Get Loud, which uh-huh. is an awesome documentary if people haven't seen it.
Right.
That's about... this director just got three famous guitar players, Jimmy Page, The Edge from U2, and Jack White.
I love that movie so much.
Yeah.
It's really a good movie. You're right.
Yeah, my dad took me to see it in high school, and I like got home, and I was like, I really want to learn guitar. And he took out his old guitar from college mm-hmm. and gave it to me, and I just kind of started playing around with it. And I never really... took guitar seriously until I met Katie and started writing with her. And at that point I was like, I should probably get some formal training.
Yeah. And it has worked. There's somebody who's calling in, and so I apologize. I'm not going to answer the phone while I've got my guests on air. If you want to call back while I have music on, I'd be happy to answer the phone. I have some songs lined up here that were titles that you sent me as influences and musicians, and both musicians and songs. So I am starting off with one of Katie's songs by Hopalong called The Knock. Is there anything you want to say about the song before I...
No, I just started listening to them not so... probably within the last like 6 months, and I find her voice to be very interesting, and in general I feel like what they're doing is really cool. But okay. I'll let people decide for themselves.
We'll see if we agree with you. Here we go.
The dream just escaped me again. Over breakfast, I could hear you in the garage, building in sakes. I know that not cottages, but all the coffee. I know that not the water come inside. Speak with me at the door.
didn't turn the volume up on the microphones. That would help. There's so much going on here. Okay, what am I doing? Okay, so those were a couple of the songs that Katie and Jack brought on their list of musicians who have inspired them. And we had a little conversation about how, although you're in a band together, you don't necessarily share the same musical taste.
Yeah, we have some fights.
We have some fights, and you're about to go on a road trip.
Yeah.
And so when I would go on a road trip with my dad, we just switched the controls back and forth and could listen to three songs in a row of anything of our choice.
Oh, I like that.
And then back and forth and back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we got tired of it and we just listened to Flats and Scruggs and Johnny Cash. Sometimes the music from Oliver. But we usually stuck to Johnny Cash and Flats and Scruggs. So hopefully you'll
we'll figure it out.
Yeah. I think we will. We'll be okay. We just, as long as we tie Zach up in the back of the car, we'll be able to switch it up.
Tell him to go practice in the U-Haul.
Yeah,
the rest of you are eating
just lock him
peanut
in
butter
the
filled pretzels and listening to Hop Along.
Yeah, he likes Hop Along. I would listen to all the bands as excuses.
So that was Hop Along, The Knock from the album Painted Shut, and then Death Cab for Cutie. I really like that title. It doesn't exactly roll off the tip of your
tongue. No, it's a little strange. I used to know where it came from, but I can't totally remember the origins of it.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun to know.
Yeah.
And then title and registration. So there's kind of this title and registration car thing going on with the name of the band. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
It's where my mind goes. Okay, so back to you. Something from your new EP.
Yeah. So this is the one song that we can play, just the two of us. Or maybe we can play some others, but this is the easiest to play, just the two of us. It's called Speeding.